The Jim Real Estate Company is open for business, and we are working with gym owners across the United States. If you are a gym owner that needs assistance with either leasing or you want to pursue purchasing a building, please hit us up on Instagram at Jim Real Estate. Guys, traditional brokerage firms, what you've been using in the past is underserving the fitness community. 100%. Brokerage firms are the biggest fucking racket. They essentially forward a bunch of emails, schedule a tour of the facility. They look over the lease, but they never really give you fitness industry specific guidance. And then once they collect their commission check, they're gone. I couldn't stand that racket in 2016 when I purchased my building, which later allowed me to retire in 2021 from gym ownership. So when I was done with gym ownership and I needed something else to do, I instantly thought of creating a firm that was not a brokerage firm. That was a commercial real estate and business consulting firm specifically for the fitness industry. We help you with site selection, operational capacity, establishing your projections and financials based on the location and based on your pre-sale, which we also help you with. Then we sit down and we help you facility layout and understand exactly how to be successful in this location with your model. It's the perfect intersection of commercial real estate experience and the fitness business industry experience that I have with over 15 years. Please, if you are doing anything in real estate, leasing or buying, I'd love to have a conversation with you. Let's just book a quick free discovery call. Shoot me a DM on Instagram at Jim Real Estate. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. There are knowns and unknowns when making decisions, and far too many of us get bent out of shape when we make a decision between two unknowns, and then we pick one of them, and we're like, oh, this sucks. I should have done the other thing that was also unknown, and that's just absolutely fucking silly. So let me provide some context. Gym owner is looking to make a decision between two pieces of member management software, looking at whatever, PushPress and Zen Planner, whichever two you want to pick. Well, they're both unknown. Besides the demos you did, you don't actually really know, right? Most of these software companies don't give you a sandbox version. A sandbox is like where you create like an account, like, and you give limited access, but like you can play around in the software for like a month, right? It's called a sandbox. Anyway, they don't do that, so all you have is a demo, and you have to make a decision. Well, they choose one. So let's say they choose Zen Planner. And then, you know, 4 months into like, fuck, Zen Planner blows. This sucks. I should have chose PushPress. Well, that's not true. You don't know that because that other one, PushPress, was also an unknown. It's only when you have a decision to make between a known and an unknown in which you can then beat yourself up if you choose, you take a risk and you choose the unknown one and it wasn't as good as what you knew. And I'm going to keep bringing this into examples in the gym. But it's crazy how many of you beat yourself, myself included, I do it too, where we're faced with a decision with multiple unknowns. We make the best decision based on the information provided, and then we are unhappy with it. We regret. Regret is silly. It's fucking silly to have regret when you are making a decision between two unknowns. The only time you can say like, okay, and you can have regret instead. I really don't like it as regret in this upcoming, you know, example, but more or less you have, you realize that your decision-making was flawed and you're generally able to trace it back to some emotional tie that you had to that decision. But when you make a decision between an unknown and a known, you're like, okay, I'm going to go down this street. I know what the street does. I know what it connects into. I know it takes me home. But I don't know. There's this other street. I think this might be a shortcut. And you take the unknown, and then the shortcut takes you to a dead end. Or it puts you on the fucking highway going the wrong way, or whatever the hell happens. Well, you had a known. You knew an outcome. You knew it. You just thought there might be more reward by taking this risk. And that's a lot of entrepreneurship. Right, a lot of us like, well, I know my job here at Bank of America is comfortable and I have a 401k and I make a set salary and I'm likely not to be replaced anytime soon by AI here and this is known.
Well, if you then take a risk to be an entrepreneur, which is a huge unknown, huge, and you fail, well, then yeah, you can say, okay, I made the wrong decision. And I made that decision based on, I had a real shit month at work that month, my boss is being a dick. I had a bunch of other stuff, you know, with my colleagues at work going on. I missed my, you know, they took away my bonus. And I said, fuck it. I'm burning it down. I'm quitting this job and I'm opening up my gym. Right? You could probably, and again, you go and open up your gym and it fails miserably and you lose a bunch of money. You'd be like, ah, fuck. That was a bad decision. I made an emotional decision and I had a known and an unknown and I made the wrong decision. Now, that's not to say that every unknown is a bad decision. In fact, you know, without taking chances on unknowns, you'll never know, right? And now we're kind of getting into, I'm even just annoying myself with the way this sounds. But this all does, like, again, words do mean something. And more so, words just help us frame up the way we think and make decisions. And when you are making a decision between knowns and unknowns, it should be like, this is like the level of difficulty. If you have multiple options and they're all known, you should be able to use reason and logic and sound decision-making to make the best decision with the information you have when all the options are known. When you are making it, that's the easiest. When you are then making decisions between known and unknown options, that gets in, it's more difficult significantly, but still you at least have a known. Like one of them, you're like, well, I know if I do this, this is going to likely be the outcome. This is guaranteed to be outcome because this is known, right? If I touch the stove while it's hot, it's going to burn me. Okay. Right. That's an unknown, or that's a known. But I let the water run on hot for a while. I actually don't know how hot it is. If I run my hand underneath it real quick just to touch, you know, test the temperature, I might get burned, I might not. So that's an unknown. And then the hardest level of decision making is multiple unknowns, where I have several different ways to go, and I don't know the outcome of any of them. I've never done any of these before. These are all foreign to me. My recommendation for business owners, when we are faced with any of these scenarios, it goes back to that statement, which I'm going to shit on for a second, but you got to make the best decision with the information I have. Yes. However, I think that's something we say. I don't think that's something that most of us truly do. I honestly feel when I see bad decisions made, my own bad decisions, and those in business of other people, it was not we made the decision with the best information we had. We made a decision with some information we needed, and we backfilled the rest with our emotional predisposition. So, for example, you know, you're going to go ahead, and I see this in the commercial real estate side. I get a lot of people who man, I wish I knew this existed earlier. I just signed a lease for such and such space, and it fucking sucks. This, and this. I did not realize this when I was signing the lease that there was this much crime, or I didn't realize these expenses were going to hit my, you know, I had to pay for them, or I didn't ask about the roof condition, or I didn't ask about this. I wish I would have made a better decision, but I made the decision with the information I had at the time. And I challenge you on that, because if we always are going to sit there and say, yeah, I made a shit decision, but I made it with all the information I had at the time. My thing is, there's probably more information you could have acquired. With more investigation and more effort on your part, you could have acquired more information and made a more sound decision. And or you chose to stop investigating and gaining more information because you allowed your emotion of like, oh my God, I just really love the glass roll-up bay doors. This is awesome. What's that naked guy doing shooting up heroin over there on the side of the street? Oh, that, no, I'm sure that's just a one-off. That probably doesn't happen here, happen all the time. Oh, I'll sign the lease today, sir. Yeah, you let your emotion of like you really liked something about the building get in the way of you getting more information. So next time you are making a decision, ask yourself, again, these are just frameworks. These are things for you to stop and zoom out and ask yourself, What am I making a decision between? Are these knowns or unknowns? Once you assess that, because you can't always change that. There are things that are unknown that you can get closer to knowing. For example, you could have gone in that last example. Well, I didn't know that this place was riddled with crime. Well, you could have gone to the police station. You could have given the address and asked them, hey, is this area, how many police reports do you get in this area? You could have gone and asked all the local neighbors and the other tenants and the other businesses, right? You know, you could have, you can, the most of this is public record. You could have looked it up, right? You could hire you could have hired us. We could have literally ran a crime profile on that exact site and shown you every single police record and arrest that has happened there and within X amount of square miles. So you could have investigated further and gathered more information, which would have no longer made it a unknown. It would have now been known. So the thing I think I've become in my old man age, at the ripe old age of 38, my tolerance for victim mentality is so fucking low. So low. Like, I refuse to ever be a victim. And even if I am a quote-unquote victim or something happens to me, it's like, well, what could I have done to know that situation differently? Right? Like, what could I have done to make that less of an unknown? And it ultimately comes back on us, but I feel we move too fast as entrepreneurs. We let emotion backfill an area of our brain that should be further investigated with actual facts and become more known, get more information on it. But we're like, oh, I like this bow truss roof. It looks really cool. And there's exposed brick. I'll sign the lease today. It's like, yeah, but this also was a doggy daycare and it smells like piss in here. Yeah, I'm sure we can get that piss smell out. You're sure? Is that a known or an unknown? Oh, I'm sure of it. Like, my girlfriend's dad owns a piss remover solution company, and he'll have this place smelling piss-free. And note, fast forward like 6 months later, that fucking SpongeBob fucking little meme. Yeah, it still smells like fucking piss. And like, the landlord's such an asshole, he won't fix this. Like, oh, no. No, you ignorant fuck, that was on you. You decided to opt for an emotional backfill to what you didn't know. You could have found out more, but you didn't want to. Kind of like, you ever date somebody and you know they're kind of a piece of shit, or maybe they're cheating on you, or maybe they're not really who they are, they're catfish, whatever. But you're like, I'm in love, I don't care. Yeah, you're just choosing to ignore it. You're ignoring the red flags. You're refusing to go and get more information. So now you are, you're making a decision that in your head is like a known and an unknown, when really you could have probably educated yourself and made two known answers or two known options. Really complicated way, really complicated way of saying, hey guys, when you make decisions, don't make them emotionally. Do everything you can to gain as much information. Don't just rely on, oh, I did what I could with the information I had. That's bullshit. And sometimes you do. Sometimes, like, this is like, someone lied to me. I thought I had all the information, Stu, and someone was deceitful. Or I thought I had all the information and an act of God happened. Or I thought I had all the information and, you know, it just came out of left field. Fine. But at the end of the day, I don't think that's most of us. I think most of us just choose. We make the decision and then blame it on external circumstances to make ill-informed decisions. We do that consciously, though we don't admit it out loud. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. Until I talk to you guys in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.